play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Packers down to Jim. Let's sit it down to the PA announcer Bill Allison for the Streak starting lineup.
For Kiara Kilgore. A senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd.
All right, thanks, Bill Allison. Streak starting lineup for Burlington, a junior, Maya Riemann, a sophomore, Sophie Brown, a senior, Lily Bartles, the only senior on the team. I'm not sure. Ella Schroeder says SE, so she could be a senior or a sophomore. I'm not sure. Sadie Plummer is a junior as well. Burlington, road black with purple numbers, purple and white trim. The Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, silver and black trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Greyhounds will be Sadie Plummer. I am guessing slightly taller than Soraya, about 5'9", maybe.
5'9", I guess. And something you don't see very often, Coach Warner sent her girls out who were guarding each Streak starter and have them shake hands at the center court line during starting lineups. Yeah,
people are so polite.
Yeah, the Streaks didn't
right,
even
Brian
understand
Prescott?
It.
And Soraya wins a tip. And, the Streaks turned it over, unfortunately. Capri tried to get it to Kiara running the floor. Good thought, but the Streaks turned it over to start the game. Burlington is 2-3 on the year. And Alexis Edgerson guarding out. And the Streaks come up with a steal. Now Capri Ferguson has to run it down. Finally gets a hold of it. Gets to Antonia Kistler, top of the key. Alexis Edgerson, right wing, drives in. Bounces for Soraya Boyd up off the glass and in. Nice job by Capri to hustle and gather and get the ball. Soraya gets a shot up and in on the feed from Alexis Edgerson. 2-0 Streaks. Boy, strictly right-handed dribbler there. She went right to the right corner. Antonia cut her off. They finally get it across midcourt. And this is Lily Bartles, not too sure of the ball handling. Well, Bartles, that shot was blocked.
Wow.
Yeah, was it Soraya? The guy, I thought it sounded like, I thought I heard a slap there. I thought they got her across the wrist, but it's going to go back to Burlington anyway.
Yeah, not a real strong move there by Bartles
now,
nonetheless.
Look at this setup. They're lined up, but they're out on the three-point arc on the left lined up. But they got an opening there and a three-pointer up, in and out, no good. That was by Maya Redmond. And Soraya Boyd with a rebound. Down court, this is Alexis Edgerson to Antonia Kistler down the right block, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes away to, that was Bartles for Burlington. Now an over and back call against Ella Schroeder. I don't know if it's Schroeder or Schrader, but she bounced it and kind of stepped back into the backcourt, so another Burlington turnover. 7:01 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0. Kiara Kilgore, left wing. Looks like they're in, 2-3 zone here.
Yep.
Kiara, left wing, thought about the three.
I like there, Tom. Antonia went right to the middle, to the high post.
Yeah.
We don't see the Streaks do that a lot initially on the 2-3.
Kiara for three, left wing, good on the feed, cross court, and that was that from Alexis.
Yeah.
So Kiara with her first basket, 5-0 Streaks, pitching a shutout. And here we go. She goes right to the right corner again, this time able to get across. Somebody should have come and jumped. Now Antonia knocks it away. I thought that should have been Streaks' ball because she slapped it up. I thought it went back off of
– Right, I thought it went off her too.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on your initial point, which is Capri's got to come up there and trap that. Right there's a trap. They let her – they let Raymond off the three-point line. She had backed herself all – or off the half-court line. She had backed herself up to her heels and – Streaks let her go.
Schrader with it. Right wing it goes to Plummer. Top of the key to Brown. Now right baseline.
Ooh, that's
Schroeder.
A push-off.
Yep, called the charge, and that's going to be the first foul of the basketball game. That's going to go.
I don't.
Was that Schrader? Schrader.
Okay. I don't think Schrader pushed Antonia that hard. However, a nice job by Antonia acting as if she got pushed that hard.
Right wing, Soraya Boyd, top of the key, Kiera. Left wing, Capri Ferguson, look for the back door. And there's Soraya, and gets hammered on the way up. That time we heard the slap also, and they called that one. And she's going to go to the free throw. I think that's against Schrader. If that's so, that's her second already. Nope.
It's Brown.
They call it on
Bartles.
Oh, Bartles.
I thought she put it four up.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. That's what I saw. So it was a five instead of
a
four.
Do you have that the Burlington scored?
Oh, no. They haven't scored. Oh, now they're – now they've got four for them. Now, they've changed. Okay.
I was going to say, I did not have that for the score, and then I looked up. I'm like, wait a minute, did I miss something?
Soraya hits the first of two streaks to get the offensive rebound. Capri Ferguson, top of the key for three. Good! I thought that was too strong. It looked like he was going to go off the back iron, but just it had enough of an arc on enough angle that it fell through. 9-0 streaks, 5:47. Now it's Steele on the inbound, and Kiera comes up with it, and we're going to have a foul called, and this is going to be the second now, I think, if they call it on Bartles because she was there. Yep, she's got two now. So Kiera Kilgore inbound from the left baseline for the streaks. Into Antonia Kissler, left corner. Back to Kiera, posted up. Spins back to the left. Left hand up off the glass and good. Nice,
nice strong move. Up. Sure, father showed her that little drop step.
11-0 streaks. 5.5 minutes to play first quarter. And again, trying to go to the left or right corner now. Finally gets across left of the center circle, having to watch the ball as she dribbles with Sophie Brown. And Alexis doing a great job defensively. Got to get a five call. They're counting way too slow. Get it across. Now Soraya knocks it away, but coming up with it is Plummer for Burlington. Now cross-court pass is going to go out of bounds. I lost. What are they on turnovers?
Five.
Now? Five already. Okay.
This team may rival Champaign Centennial for ball handling, what we've seen this
very,
year.
Very, very young team here, and just not sure of themselves handling the ball. Capri Ferguson, right wing, back door. Oh, that nearly lost that one, got knocked away. Tried to get it back door to Kiera. Too much traffic there, was knocked away by Bartles, and the Streets going to have it on the right baseline.
And a good job by Bartles to get her hands in on that ball, and she couldn't grab it in, so she just hit it out of bounds.
Capri left baseline for three on the inbound, no good, but Kiera on the right side, weak side, rebound, put back is good. She's got seven. It's 13-0. Now a steal by Alexis Edgerson up off the glass. Oh, too strong. Soraya with a rebound up off the glass and in. Great steal by Alexis Edgerson. Couldn't quite get the shot to fall, but Soraya there for the cleanup puts it back. And timeout with 4:49 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg pitching a shutout. Galesburg 15, Burlington nothing. And this is a 30-second timeout. So Burlington, they're just 2-3. They don't have too many games under their belt. They defeated Danville, Iowa, 46-38. Lost to Keokuk, 56-25. Lost to Cedar Rapids, Washington, 47-41. Defeated Waterloo East, 57-55. And then their last game was last Tuesday. They lost to Oskaloosa, 63-40. So not too many games under their belt.
No, got some wholesale changes for the streaks. They're going to bring in Juniper Schwartzman, Lily Clark, Addie McLaughlin, Caleb Pendergast, and
Addison Peck. All right, so
Kayla Pendergast and Addison Peck have very similar body types.
They do,
And one's 40, one's 20. So
See the zero, yeah.
The hair, on those jerseys kind of makes it difficult to tell which is which.
When they both have their hair pulled back, although Kayla's got hers in more of a braid. Good defense by Lily Clark, but they get it across midcourt. And this is Schrader with it. Left side it goes to Raymond.
Similar to Champaign Centennial. Yeah. I don't know that we're going to see much of the starters the rest of the way. Maybe another half quarter or so.
Now high off the glass, no good. That, I believe, was
Bartles, wasn't it?
I thought it was Plummer. Well, either Bartles or Plummer. I'm not sure which one it was. But the ball went off the streaks last out of bounds. And Burlington will inbound from the left baseline. 4:24 to play first quarter. 15-0 is the streaks lead.
Burlington has three rebounds so far, and two of them have been like that where it's been offensive rebounds that got on the streaks.
Sophie Brown misses a shot. Lily Clark with a rebound. Lily on the run across midcourt, left side. Now down the middle. Stops just inside the free throw line. Good. She has hit how many in a row now? Counting the other night.
So that's five in a row.
Five in a row. Lily Clark. She's still hot. 17-0 streaks.
Who got that rebound for the streaks?
Lily.
Oh, yeah. She took it the whole
coast
way.
To coast, yeah. Right baseline. This is Bartles. Bartles just shot flat-footed. She made a fake, made a good fake, and then just shot the ball flat-footed, hit nothing but the glass. Streaks come away with it. Lily Clark, right wing, picks up. Top of the key, Addie McLaughlin, left wing, Kayla Pendergast. She'll fire the left-handed three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, weak side, Juniper Schwartzman. Missed the bunny there, too strong on it. I don't know if she's expecting some contact, but Burlington comes away with a rebound. In the center circle, picking up was Brown. Now she's got it back at the left elbow. Kicks out to Riemann. Top of the key. This is Schroeder with it, or Schrader. I don't know. I'm gonna be saying it both ways.
Just pick one. We'll go Schroeder.
I had been saying Schrader prior to that, but okay, we'll go with Schroeder. She's got it now. Yeah, we'll just think Linus and Schroeder. Yeah. Now ball tapped in the backcourt by Addie McLaughlin. Riemann able to run it down.
The official almost took a tumble there, chasing down the ball with the girls, and we're going to get a bump on Addie.
Yeah, that'll be first foul on the or no, second foul on the Streaks. Who's the first one?
I don't know.
It had us for one on the board. I don't have us down for one, though. But anyway.
Maybe it was they just got it up there really quickly. They still only have one after they put Addie's up there.
Julia Robinson in. She replaces Lily Clark. Ball in, down in the corner. Plummer with it. Gets to Bartles down on the left block. It's Emma Rohrer in. Now the ball knocked away. And
it's blocked by Essen Peck. Yeah. And fortunately, she couldn't corral the ball.
So good defense by Addison Peck. It'll go back to the Greyhounds down on the right baseline. We'll see two teams wearing purple and black today. Burlington will be the same thing. I don't know if we'll wear our dark uniforms and they'll wear their lights. Later.
I would imagine.
Sure,
I will do that. I think that's usually what we do. That was a travel. They went no call.
Schroeder with it. Right wing on the dribble. Picks up and gets to the top of the key to Plummer. Plummer dribbles right. Everything kind of goes to the right side. They're all right-handed dribbles. Now the ball tapped away by Addison Peck, and Addie McLaughlin comes up with it for the Streaks. Addie on the dribble, top of the key, free throw line, kicks out the left wing. Julia Robinson for three, good!
Nice hit by Julia, very confident shot.
Yeah, that's, didn't hesitate at all.
That can be tough coming off the bench cold, and she went right into it.
20-0, Streaks pitching a shutout here, two and a half minutes to play here in the first quarter. On the dribble, top of the key, Sophie Brown, out high right side, it goes to Emma Rohrer. Bounced for Brown. She had to pick it up in the corner as it got tapped away. Being guarded by Julie Robinson. Out high it comes to Schroeder, working against Kayla Pendergast. Just not sure their ball handling at all.
No, she just retreated.
And she nearly went into the back.
I know. She just kept retreating.
And then threw it away. It's like one dribble to the left hand and quickly right back to the right hand, no matter what way they're facing, whether they're protecting the ball from the defender or not. So I've lost track. How many is that
Eight.
Now?
Eight turnovers. We have one.
2:05 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 20-0. Top of the key, Addie McLaughlin out high right side. Kayla Pendergast right baseline to Julia Robinson. Turns
travel.
And, oh, got called for the travel. Nope, no.
Oh, illegal screen on Addie
Peck. Wow.
Okay.
Didn't see that. Well, that is her first, second team foul on the Streaks. Lily Clark back in. She'll replace Addie McLaughlin. 1:57 to play now first quarter, 20-0 Streaks. I was asked today which was going to be the better game to watch. I said, I figured probably this one because Bloomington's 1-9. I don't know. I may have been wrong.
There might not be a right answer,
yeah,
Tom.
Now they throw it away again, and that was Schroeder who just, I don't know who she was trying to throw to. There was one player in the general vicinity, but it goes out of bounds. 20-0 Streaks. Now Juniper Schwartzman goes to the bench, and Antonia Kistler checks in.
Kind of a sleepy Saturday morning, too. Not a lot of fans here.
Yeah.
Because of the lopsided score, not a lot of cheering.
Julia Robinson for
another
three
one.
From the left side, and the assist, Kayla Pendergast, and Julia nails another one. 23-0 Streaks. Wow. I'm wondering if it goes on like this, if their coach will be like Champagne Centeno and ask for continuous clock for the entire second half.
Did we have it for the entire second half?
Or was that there was one game we did.
Oh, then it would have had to have been that
one.
Yeah,
it was that one, yeah. Yeah, we had it the entire second half in that one.
Lily totally
Clark,
forgot about that.
Left wing, Julia Robinson now swings it to Kayla Pendergast. Right wing fires a 19-footer or 18-footer, no good. Rebound comes away to Brown. Sophie Brown, sophomore for Burlington, comes down the left side, pulls it back out. Nice defense, cut her off. Antonia Kistler. Oh, Kayla Pendergast nearly got a steal. And now blocks the shot. She'll get called for the foul. Came around from behind Schroeder, but got her a little bit with the body there. And that's going to be her first foul.
That was one of those where Kayla was just retreating back to her defensive position, and the ball got thrown right at her. And unfortunately, she didn't see it. Otherwise, she would have probably had a layup down the other way.
So Schroeder goes to the free throw line with two shots. 56.2
chance
to play first quarter.
Break the goose egg.
Nope, not a good-looking shot there either.
No, it's kind of a shot-put shot.
Yeah, kind of pulls it down by her right hip and then brings it up and right side of her head sort of. And Schroeder is a He's the one that says SE. So it could be senior, could be sophomore. I'm guessing senior. Oh, there they go. They get on the board as she makes the second.
56.2.
56.2 to play in the quarter, 23-1 streaks. Lily Clark across midcourt. Between the circles, right wing, Kayla Pendergast. Now swings it over to Lily Clark, and here we go. She fires a three. Oh, no. Short rebound, Kayla Pendergast. Weak side up off the glass, missed it. Going high for the rebound, Addison Peck. Lost a handle on. Now the ball gets loose. Schroeder comes away with it for Burlington. Ella Schroeder with it. She'll bring it across. Met by Kayla Pendergast. Left side it goes to, I can't see the number there. Now a shot blocked by Addison Peck. Nice defense, Addison Peck. Oh, it's going to go back to the streaks. It could, because it came down. By the way, that was Rohrer for Burlington, but it came down after the block, and I thought as it kind of still in the hands of Schroeder, and I thought she kind of tapped it off of Addison, but it goes back to the streaks. So good defense by Addison Peck with a couple of blocks here. Now Julia Robinson for three, left corner.
Oof.
True strong on that one. Rebound comes down to Brown. Brown on the run for Burlington. Down the right side, lays it up and got it. Sophie Brown with her first basket. In fact, Burlington's first basket with 6 seconds to play. Lily Clark across midcourt. Stops, inside it goes to Addison Peck, lost the handle, so the Streaks turned it over to end the quarter, but it's been a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, it is Galesburg 23, Burlington 3. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Burlington with the ball to start the second quarter. A three-pointer missed by Rohrer. Streaks come away with it. Addie McLaughlin down the middle. Scooped it up with the left hand. Too strong. That was a nice move. Got a little bit off balance. Couldn't get the shot to fall. This is Schroeder coming away with it for Burlington. 23-3. Streaks lead. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. First game of the day.
I think Plummer might be bleeding.
Yep. Yeah, because she got hit. Yeah, that's why they stopped the clock.
Or just she crying went down hard. One or the other.
Yeah, she went down hard after the rebound along with Addison Peck. In fact, she landed on top of Addison, but Addison was able to come away with it.
Just be crying because I didn't see him look to wipe up any blood after she was on the floor.
Yeah, she checked her elbow. And so they bring Maya Riemann back in. Burlington has it in midcourt. It'll be Schroeder to inbound. So they got their first point with 56.2 to play in the first quarter. That was on a free throw. Their first basket at 6 seconds to play in the first quarter. Oh, great defense by Antonia Kistler. Knocked it away from Schroeder. She's able to get it back. Now knocks it away. Nearly got the steal. Ooh, so close. Tapped it away as Schroeder was picking it up, just not protecting it, just kind of holding it out in front of her. Good defense by Antonia Kistler.
Antonia, the only starter on the floor.
Julia Robinson, Addie McLaughlin, Lily Clark. And three-pointer right baseline, no good. Ball tapped around, and we're going to have a tie-up on the rebound. Let's see who else is in. Oh, Addison Peck as well for the Streaks. So points the other way. Streaks will bring it back this way, leading 23-3. Now Juniper Schwarzman is going to check back in. She'll give Antonia Kistler a break. So 2-3, Burlington. Streaks 9-3, coming off a tough loss. The sophomores lost here to Burlington, 56-38. Did they win?
We won.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, we won. I had it the other way around. I don't remember. Now, three-pointer no good by Addie McLaughlin. I think I had it backwards. We were up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, because I thought we were going to go. Yeah, I just wrote it down.
Because you thought there was going to be a continuous clock.
Yeah,
right
and then we let them back in it a little bit. All right, this is Brown with it down to the right baseline looking for help. Gets it out to Schroeder on high right side working against Juniper Schwarzman. Goes top of the key. Even going left, she was dribbling with her right hand. Now, a long three-pointer is no good. That was by Rohrer.
A lot closer than I thought it was going to be, though.
Lily Clark, right wing, fires on top of the three-point arc. Can't hit. Rebound comes away to Brown. So the streak was broken.
Yep.
And now Brown just falls to the ground. Somehow got a pass off to Raymond. She misses the three-pointer, and the Streaks will bring it the other way. Kayla Pendergast will check back in, and she'll replace Lily Clark. 6:23 to play first half, 23-3 Streaks. Addie McLaughlin will set the offense. She'll bring it across, 2-3 zone. Out high right side, Kayla Pendergast. Back to Addie, top of the key. Right wing, Kayla Pendergast looks over the defense. Back to Addie. And now she'll penetrate left side, scoops it up. Can't hit, but gets the contact against
Rohr.
Emma Rohr. So Addie McLaughlin, that was a good move because I was expecting her to kick it out to Julie Robinson, was ready to fire the three, but then she saw that little opening, was able to get to the basket and get the contact. So it'll be Addie McLaughlin going to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. And the foul, who was that? That was on Rohr. Rohr.
Yep.
Is that her first? Yeah, first
I hit
foul.
I hit it for her first.
Second one perfect by Addie McLaughlin. 3-for-4 from the line. I like that.
Yeah.
Not as necessary, but yet it is necessary. This is Schroeder with it to Raymond. Out high left side near center court. Top of the key it goes to Rohr, and she hits a three.
Wow.
Well, there we go.
She was 0-for-3 from out there before that shot.
25-6 Streaks, 5:47 to play first half. Addison Peck, left wing it goes to Julia Robinson, back to Addie McLaughlin between the circles. Dribbles right, gives to Kayla Pendergast out high right side, top of the key. Juniper Schwartzman, left wing, Addie McLaughlin. She'll bring it back out, reset. And now they're in a man-to-man. Surprising a little bit. Addison Peck, Juniper Schwartzman, right wing to Addie McLaughlin to Addison Peck down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks, took their time. Found the opening, make it 27-6.
Yeah, good hard cut from Addison Peck and nice job by Addie McLaughlin leading her with the pass.
On the dribble, Lily Bartles and turn it over. Oh, nope, it got knocked away by Julia Robinson.
I thought Brown touched it last,
though. That's what I thought.
Because Julia definitely hit it, but I thought Brown went to grab it after she got knocked away.
Lily Clark back in. She replaced Addie McLaughlin. Now the inbound tapped away, but it goes off of Burlington. That was Raymond just got a hand on it. That was about it. So the Streaks will bring it back the other way.
12 turnovers now for them.
12 turnovers.
3 for the Streaks.
6 points. That's not a good combination
for
you.
No, that ratio doesn't usually win you games.
Now, Lily Clark down the right side lane, steps back, now bounces inside for Juniper, gathers herself up off the glass and in. Nice job.
Strong
she
move.
Lost a handle on it initially, then was able to gather herself and had to kind of jump back up into the defense a little bit to get that shot up and in. 29-6 Streaks.
Well, I appreciate when Juniper shows that strength. And right there she knew she could out-leverage the defensive player and just use her rear end to push herself back into position.
And it goes to Bartle. She kind of spins. I'm not even sure if she was looking at the basket when she shot it, but she got it up and in. 29-8 Streaks. Now Lily Clark from the free throw line, 15-footer no good. Rebound Addison Peck. Puts it on the floor, leans in, right in front of the basket, too strong. Gets her own rebound again, but got knocked away. Now Kayla Pendergast comes up with a bounce. For Julia Robinson, left wing. Between the circles, Lily Clark. She'll reset for the Streaks with 4:15 to play here in the half. Streaks leading 29-8. Lily Clark out high left side gets Juniper Schwartzman back door. Under the basket.
Nice
got it
shot.
Up with a right hand and in. That was a tough shot that she made because she caught the ball under the basket and reached
off
back
balance,
with the right hand.
Too.
Yeah.
She was able to gather herself while she was making the catch. And, you're right. She jumped backwards and flipped it in with the right hand.
31-8 Streaks, under 4 minutes to play first half. This is Schroeder with it on the dribble. Tried to go back door, and somehow Brown came up with it. Kicks to the left wing. Three-pointer up and good by Rohr again.
It's two in a row for her from out there.
31-11 Streaks, 3:40 to play first half. Lily Clark, top of the key on the dribble. Pulls it back, resets. Now gives to Addison Peck out high left side on the volleyball spike line to Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Right wing, Lily Clark. Give and go, goes to Addison Peck down on the right block. Leans in up off the glass, too strong. And the rebound comes away to Bartles. Now it's Schroeder. She'll bring it across, met by Juniper Schwartzman. Now picks up her dribble, goes back door, and it's nearly stolen away by Julia Robinson, but they somehow
Bartles
got it back and was able to turn and get a shot up. She just had kind of ripped it away and turned, and the basket was right there for her.
First palindrome score.
31-13. Streaks with lead. Haven't had only one palindrome this year. Oh, nice feed.
I think we've had two. One we didn't like, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that was.
Yeah, I can't remember what it
that
was.
That was at Quincy, I think.
Yeah, Lily Clark to Juniper Schwartzman at that time, make it 33-13 Streaks. Brown with it out high, right wing it goes to Schroeder, fires an 18-footer, missed it. Lily Clark with a rebound for the Streaks. Lily on the run. Cross midcourt right side. Crosses over and gets pushed. Now gets to Juniper. Spins in the paint. Puts it up. Rolls
Look
it up and in.
Juniper showing the footwork.
That was quite a move. And again, she was off balance. I'm not sure how she even got that shot off. Because
I know. And she spun the opposite way, too.
Yeah.
Looked like she should have spun to her left. That's and what she I went was over thinking. The right shoulder instead.
But still got the shot off, rolled it up and in. Now almost a turnover, but Schroeder able to run it down on the near sideline. 35-13 streaks, 2:12 to play first half. Schroeder has it. Guarded by Juniper Schwartzman, right wing, picks up. And a steal by Addison Peck. Not sure where they were going with the pass. There was a player in the general vicinity. Lily Clark stops just inside the free throw line. Kicks out to Kayla Pendergast. She'll fire the three out high right side. Too strong. Rebound Juniper Schwartzman. Can't hit, but she's fouled. They had a hold of her arm. And again, showing the strength to even get to close to getting that shot off because they had a hold of her arm. And let's see. Who's it going to go against? Was that a 5 or a 1-5? Lily Bartles, I guess. Yeah, it was Bartles. So for Bartles, see, they did have her for them because that's 3 for her now. First free throw for Juniper is up and good.
I had her. She got 2 in the first quarter.
Okay, she did. Okay. Yeah. 9-4 Juniper Schwartzman, 36-13 streaks lead, 1:54 to play first half. Addie McLaughlin back in. Second shot for Juniper, up and good. 10 points for Juniper Schwartzman, and she'll get a break as Antonia Kissler checks back in with 1:54 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 37-13. Schroeder will be met by Antonio Kistler just across midcourt. One dribble to the right hand or left hand and back to the right. Now gets to Raymond out high, working against Lily Clark. Lily knocks it away and steals the ball. Lily Clark on the run down the right side, lays it up, comes up short. Raymond with a rebound. Got herself a little too far into the basket. Raymond on the run, left side, stops. Now stolen again by Lily Clark. That's what you do if you you miss a shot, you come back and make another play. Now it's knocked away from behind by Raymond, so she did a good job as well coming back.
Just trading turnovers and forcing turnovers with each other.
37-13 is the streak's lead, 1:14 to play. And nearly another. And nope. They're able to Lily tried to put a dribble on it, but Brown comes up with it and lays it up and in. Sophie Brown
She's
with
two
her second
two
basket.
From the field.
37-15, a minute to play. Right wing, Lily Clark for 3. Too strong. Rebound, Addison Peck. Addison, 5-footer up. Oh, rolls off, no good. Now going to have an over-the-back call, I believe, on Antonia Kistler.
Yep.
That is going to be her first foul. Fourth team foul on the Streaks. 53.9 to play in the half. Streaks with a 37-15 lead. Schroeder across midcourt, left of the center circle, met by Antonia Kistler and stepped into the backcourt. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, Antonia moved up toward her, and she steps back every time the defense comes toward her. Same thing when Juniper was guarding her. She always steps back because she's just an unsure ball handler, but having to do the majority of the ball handling for him.
Right. Well, with how late the whistle came, I thought they were going to call a reach on Antonia. I was like, it was no contact.
Now Antonia down on the right block on the feet from Addie. Came up short with a shot. Going to go back to the Streaks as it went off of Schroeder last. 36 to play in the half. 37-15 Streaks. Addie McLaughlin will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes looking. Now finally gets it in to Kayla Pendergast. Top of the key. Fires a 3. Short. Rebound off the arm of Antonia Kistler last. So we'll bring it back the other way with 31.5 to play in the half. This is Brown. Sophie Brown, sophomore, brings it across, met by Addie McLaughlin. Left wing goes to Rohrer. Now high post. This is Plummer. Fires a 17-footer, just hit nothing but the glass, and Addison Peck with a rebound. Now Addie McLaughlin with that high right side. Stops, fires a 3. Too strong. Rebound comes out long. Run down by Kayla Pendergast. Saves an inbound.
Nice.
Got Addie McLaughlin. Good help. Oh, 6 seconds away. Nice pass from Addie McLaughlin underneath. Wide open was Addison Peck. Lays it up and in. That's going to end it. That is going to end the first half. Nice sequence there. Great hustle by Kayla Pendergast to keep the ball alive. And then Addie McLaughlin had the presence of mind and Addison Peck the presence of mind to head toward the basket. They found her wide open. She laid it up and in. We have played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg 39, Burlington 15. We'll come back and talk about this first half, run down our halftime scoreboard and more. Streaks lead 39-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
this happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it.
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Norman.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire, when the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Are you looking for a new podcast where you can get your national news from a taxpayer's perspective? Check out the America in Focus podcast featuring the Center Square's Dan McCaleb.
This jobs report, in some ways, it contradicts what I'm seeing anecdotally.
And Casey Harper.
And it's not just the economy. He has a 28% approval on the economy, but he also has 36% approval on foreign policy.
Find America in Focus wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. That's America in Focus, a news podcast from a taxpayer's perspective.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime show brought to you by Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Streaks lead it here at halftime, 39-15 over the Burlington Greyhounds. And first of two here today, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Galesburg Eye Boys got a good win last night. First conference win over the Geneseo Maple Leafs on the road last night. That was good to see them get a win. And they'll be back in action this afternoon. They'll play in the Iowa-Illinois shootout up at Augustana College. They'll take on the North Scott Lancers out of Iowa. And we'll have that game here on WGIL. And that'll be getting underway. It's scheduled to start tip-off at 2:45, so around 2:20 for the pregame here on WGIL. Now, the girls' second game today will be on 92.7 FM. The Laser will take the air around 2:40 for the pregame and a 2:30 scheduled tip. And, again, Eric and I will be back for that one here on WGIL. As the schedule winds down before the holidays, the girls will be back at it on Tuesday night. They'll take on Pekin, which is part of this shootout, but that game is not part of this shootout. So we'll be on the road at Pekin coming up on Tuesday night. And that one is scheduled for 7 o'clock, so 6:40 pregame here on WGIL. After that, it is the Mattoon Holiday Tournament following Christmas. Gets underway on Tuesday. The Streaks' first game will be at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon against Sullivan. So we'll take the air. It'll be the fourth game of the morning, so hopefully we'll take the air around 12:40. You never know. They could run behind a little bit. That's been known to happen.
Yeah.
Especially on championship day when we've done an 8 o'clock game at 9:30 or something.
Right.
Then the Streaks will play two. They'll turn around and play again at 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon against Champaign Central. Then Wednesday morning, we'll take on St. Anthony out of Effingham at 10 o'clock. And then depending on what we do, how many we win and lose, we'll put us either at 4 o'clock, 5:30, 7, or 8:30 on Wednesday evening, and then that that game will determine what time we'll play. The final day will go anywhere from 3 o'clock to 7:30. Hopefully, the 7:30 game.
Right.
Hope to see that one. So that's the schedule for the girls. The boys, of course, again, they're playing at the Iowa-Illinois shootout this afternoon. Then they have a Wednesday night game this week, non-conference. They'll be hosting the Danville Vikings here at John Thiel Gym. It's an early start, actually. 6:30 tip-off, so about 6:10 for the pregame with Brad and Jason. And then they will head to Taylorville for the holiday tournament, again, starting Tuesday there, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the boys. And I don't have that schedule in front of me. I'm not sure what their schedule is for that. All right, we're at halftime. Streaks lead 39-15. We'll come back and check our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL's Pick a Present returns Monday morning. It's a chance to win a hardwood Illini rocking chair, a gas string trimmer, a job site speaker, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues Monday with Pick a Present from Galesburg Car Care, Berkey's Farm Store, Royal Cleaning, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy and a high 26 today. Cloudy tonight early, then gradually clearing, a low 14. Sunny tomorrow, a high 27. Sunday night, increasing clouds, a low 16. Monday, cloudy, a high 32. Monday night, cloudy, a low 17. Tuesday, partly sunny, 24. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and cold, a low near 7. Then Wednesday, cloudy, chance of snow, and a high 20. It's 20 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Aridus, Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Burlington Greyhounds 39-15. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Scoring-wise, Streaks were led by Juniper Schwartzman's 10 points, 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 7 for Kiara Kilgore before she went out before the first quarter was over, 3 and a couple of 2s. 5 points for Soraya Boyd, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Julia Robinson on 2 threes. 4 points for Addison Peck on a couple of baskets. 2 for Lily Clark on a basket. 2 for Addie McLaughlin on 2 for 2 from the line. 3 for Capri Ferguson on a 3-pointer. Streaks with 4 3-pointers. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Like to see that.
Right.
For Burlington, they didn't score their first point until there was 56.2 to play in the first quarter. That was on a free throw by Ella Schroeder. She's got that 1 point, 1 for 2. They scored their first basket at 6 seconds to play in the first quarter. That was Sophie Brown. She's got 4 points on 2 baskets. Emma Rohrer came alive in the second quarter with a couple of threes for 6 points. 4 for Lily Bartles on 2 baskets. 1 for 2 from the line, 2 3-pointers.
16 turnovers for Burlington there in the first half. Streaks only turned the ball over 4 times, so that's good. Streaks did out-rebound them 21-16, including 10-4 on the offensive boards. Burlington shot the ball 6 of 19 from the field, just 2 of 7 from downtown. Streaks were 15 of 37, 4 of 14 from downtown.
Julia Robinson, Adam McLaughlin, Antonia Kistler, Kayla Pendergast, and Addison Peck on the floor for the Streaks to start the second half. Burlington will have the basketball. And it will be Schroeder to inbound. In the backcourt, it comes to Brown. Sophie Brown, the sophomore, met by Julie Robinson. Just underway second half. First of two here today for the Streaks. High post, it goes to Plummer. Kicks back out to Schroeder. Schroeder hands off to Brown. It's going to go into the backcourt. That's going to be a turnover on Burlington.
Streaks don't have any of the freshmen and sophomores available for this game, obviously, because they're playing as well. They played before this and they play after this. So yeah.
So a shorter bench.
Shorter bench than we normally see, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think Antonia Kissler is getting quite a bit of playing time. She's got it top of the key, left wing, Addie McLaughlin. Now to Addison Peck down on the left block. Nice spin move, puts it up. Oh, they got a hand on it, couldn't hit it, kept it alive. Antonia Kissler grabs it up off the glass and in. Nice move there by Addison Peck. Couldn't quite get it to fall. I know somebody got a hand on the ball on the way up. She muscled up, and then she kept it alive. And it was Antonia Kissler with her first points of the afternoon, 41-15 streaks, 7:15 to play third quarter. Schroeder on the dribble, left side, picks up. Gets to Brown out high on the right side. Brown top of the key now. Left wing, it goes to Raymond. Down on the block, gets it inside to Bartles, turns, misses the shot. Oh,
that's
going to
be
a late
call if that's the foul on Addison. If she called that on the shot, too, that's a really late call. That was I'm waiting to see if that ball goes in call.
Yeah, that was Addison Peck picks up the foul. Yeah, that's her second. Yeah, I thought it was a very
late
whistle.
After that whistle came after the rebound even.
So that's going to put Bartles at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. 41-16 streaks. 7:04 to play third quarter. Bartles, one of possibly two seniors on this team. I'm just guessing the other one is a senior. She hits both. She's got six now, 41-17 streaks, 7 minutes to play third quarter. Addie McLaughlin right down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in.
Yeah, good job by Addie. She's kind of slow played that dribble up the floor and to see if anybody was going to cut her off. No one did, so she just kept going.
Kind of ran right up their backs there. She's got four. 43-17 streaks. Schroeder with it out high right side, now between the circles. Working against Kayla Pendergast. Yeah, now Addie McLaughlin ties her up, and the possession arrow points toward the streaks.
Plummer came out to set a screen there at the top and noticed she wasn't out far enough, so she just kept, like, tiptoeing further and further out. And no call, which is fine. No, game like this, it's you're not going to call every little thing. But
able to get the tie up anyway. Now bounce inside to Addison. Peck up off the glass and in. A feed from Kayla Pendergast. That's six for Addison Peck. Make it 45-17 streaks. 6:20 to play third quarter. Right side, Schroeder. Back to Brown. Nearly got tied up again, but finally got it away from Julia Robinson. Got it back out to Schroeder now. Knocked away by Antonia Kissler. Julia Robinson comes with it. Julia on the run. Got knocked away. Got to Kayla Pendergast running the four up off the glass and in. Nice job by Julia after got knocked away. She's able to gather it. Got it off to Kayla Pendergast, and she gets her first basket. 47-17 streaks with a lead. 5:54 to play here in the third quarter. Raymond drives left baseline, picks up, kicks out to Plummer. Plummer pushing off Antonia and got rid of the ball. I mean, that was pretty obvious.
Yeah, that was a stiff arm out of Derrick Henry's playbook.
Bartles missed the shot. Rebound, Addie McLaughlin. Addie on the run. Gets it to Kayla Pendergast on the right wing. Kayla, top of the key. It goes to Addison Peck, left wing, Addie McLaughlin. Now top of the key, Julia Robinson for three, bounces high, and rolls around, used all the rim, and fell through. That is her third of the game.
Yeah, on the verge of double figures here.
9 for Julia, 50-17 streaks lead, 5:14, and another Burlington turnover. And it's just the tough thing for Coach Warner, these turnovers are just, there was nobody pressuring Schroeder or Brown, and she just made a bad pass behind Schroeder, and she couldn't get it. Now, timeout called, a full timeout. I think this was called by Burlington. So we'll take one as well. 5:12 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg 50, Burlington 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson out of the timeout, streets with the basketball. Leading 50-17, Lily Clark with it. Bounces for Kayla Pendergast. Now, Juniper Schwartzman, top of the key, right wing, Lily Clark. Oh, had Julia open on the left side.
Still
she was waving her arms.
Still does.
Finally gets it to her. Now Julia with it on the left wing. Swing it back to Kayla Pendergast.
Julia wants it again.
Now Lilly fires a three top of the key. Missed it. Rebound comes away to Schroeder for Burlington. She'll bring it across. Met by Kayla Pendergast. Dribbles right over in front of the Burlington bench. Picks up and gives to Bartles. Bartles on the dribble. Spins. Looks for help. Kicks out to Raymond. Fires a long three-pointer. Good. Wow. Not a good-looking shot, but nope. It was effective. And Raymond puts it up and in. That's her first basket, and it's 50-20. Now Kayla Pendergast fires a three-pointer. I guess she was just inside the arc, and now we're going to have a tie-up on the rebound. Good hustle by Juniper Schwartzman. Tied up Bartles, and the possession arrow points toward Burlington. 50-20 is the Streaks' lead. As Brown brings it across. Brown on the dribble, out near midcourt, going backwards now. How are we not getting a five call?
I don't know. There it is.
There we go, finally. I mean, you just watch the, if you look at the clock and look at their arm going, it's like every 2 seconds it's a
right.
count. Yeah. So the Streaks get it back.
Giving a lot of benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah. Lily Clark with it for the Streaks to Julia Robinson, left wing, back to Lily Clark. Kayla Pendergast down to Juniper Schwartzman, spins, puts it up, can't hit, gets her own rebound, puts it up and gets fouled. And that will put Juniper Schwartzman back at the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the game, hit her first two free throws in the first half. 3:58 to play here in the
10 points, four rebounds for Juniper.
So Juniper Schwartzman, the senior at the free throw line, first shot is up and good. Now with 11. 3:58 to play in the ball game, or in the third quarter. Second shot up and good as well. 12 for Juniper. Make it 52-20 Streaks substitution, and it'll be, let's see, Bartles, I think, going to the bench. And back in is Roer. Brown with it for Burlington, met by Julie Robinson at midcourt, left wing to Schroeder. Now, and just threw it away again. Now Juniper Schwartzman with a steal down the left side, lays it up with the left hand and in.
Nice, Juniper.
Coast to coast, Juniper Schwartzman. She's got 14. It's 54-20 Streaks. Right wing, a wide open three for Roar. Missed it though. Rebound kept alive by Lily Clark. Plummer comes away with it, then she's going to be fouled by Lily. I think Lily got it. Let's see who they call. Yep, Lily picks up the foul. Now, Juniper was in the neighborhood. I know she didn't foul her, but you just never know
right.
what they're going to call. So Lily Clark picks up her first, and Plummer goes to the free throw line with two shots. She has not scored in the game. Kind of a two-hander there, puts it up and in. 54-21 Streaks, 3.5 to play here in the third quarter. Antonia Kistler and Addie McLaughlin back in. Juniper Forsman, Lily Clark will get a break. 54-21, the Streaks lead, first of two here today. Second shot away and good.
Got them both.
So first points for Sadie Plummer, make it 54-22. Kayla Pendergast, right wing, between the circles. Addison Peck, left wing. Addie McLaughlin down on the down on the block, tried to get it to Antonia Kistler, got knocked away by Plummer. Streaks will have it down on the left baseline. Addie McLaughlin will inbound. And it comes to Kayla Pendergast. She's got it on the dribble. Back to Addie. Looking for Addison Peck. Posted up. They're trying to push her out. Oh, man. She just. Yeah, thank you. That's got to be an intentional foul as Plummer just threw two elbows at Addison Peck. And all Addison was doing was posting up. That's got to be an intentional. Thank you. Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. She threw the left elbow, then threw the right elbow. I don't understand her frustration. It was just a post up.
Addison okay?
Wait a minute.
It looks like she's okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're back on my mind.
Well, yeah. I think, yes.
Yeah, well, she was kind of laughing up, yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell if she was laughing or crying.
You know, I thought she was laughing at first.
Because it looked like
not.
They were trying to console her at one
Because I
point.
Think she missed on the first one. I think she made contact on the second one, though. So Addison Peck goes to the free throw line for two shots and makes the first.
Nice. Make them pay. Got to make them pay.
And, I don't know what the frustration was. Addison was just posted up.
You know, I felt like, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye, it looked like down here when – Plummer got fouled down here on that putback. It looked like she took exception to it for some reason.
Wow.
So I don't know if she felt like maybe Addison backed up into her, or, but it looked like she took exception to it for some reason, and then I wonder if that was retaliation on at this end.
Addison makes both free throws. It's 56-22. Streaks with the basketball as well. Julie Robson swings it over to Addison or Addie McLaughlin. Now she had to go high for the pass, pulls back out and resets. Addie on the dribble, right side. Top of the key, it goes to Kayla Pendergast. Left wing, Julia Robinson swings it back over to Kayla on the right wing. Fires a three, short. Rebound kept alive by Addison Peck. Kick it back out to Addie McLaughlin. Now back to Antonia Kissler down the right block. Gets hammered, and that's going to be another one on Plummer.
I'm kind of surprised that Coach Warner didn't take Plummer out there.
Yeah.
Because usually when you see a team, when a player gets an intentional foul or a technical, the coach takes them out right away because they don't want it to escalate.
Yeah, and that could not have been more obvious. And it was right in front of the official. Oh, Antonia misses the free throw.
Now she's being taken out.
Yeah. That was her second foul.
Back into the game is that Daphne Brown? Yes, it is.
First time Daphne Brown. She's a freshman for the Greyhounds. Second shot for Antonia is up and good. She's got 357-22 streaks. By the way, Addison Peck pushing double figures. 2, 4, 6. She's got 8 in the ball game. Three-pointer right wing, no good by Rohrer. And Addie McLaughlin with a rebound. Addie on the dribble across midcourt, left of the center circle. Dribbles right, now kicks over to Kayla Pendergast. High pass, she had to go up 4. Now swings it to Julia Robinson, left wing, back to Addie, top of the key. Julia's wanting to get that shot off. She's set and ready to go. No, she didn't even look for it that time, though. Now Kayla Pendergast out high right side to Julia Robinson, right baseline. Down on the block, tried to get Antonia. A little bit of traffic got knocked away by Daphne Brown, and the Streaks will have it back on the right baseline.
That's one of those, if you're Julia, you got to see that defender swinging around in front, and if you're going to make that pass, you throw it over the top of the defender and let lead Antonia to the basket.
Julia Robinson for 3 on the inbound, can't hit. Hunter Pender in for Burlington. This is Sophie Brown on the dribble. Down the right side, Madison Peck bumped her. Or no, I'm sorry, that was Kayla Pendergast. Kayla picks up the foul.
That is her second. Yep. Similar build.
I didn't see the braid. Yeah, I saw the 0 and the hair pulled back, but that is the, what, third team foul on the Streaks. 2:10 to play. This has been a long third quarter.
Very long third quarter. I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because the first half set. Now a steal by Addie McLaughlin, and that should be a foul. Yep, it's going to go against Pender. That's going to be 14 fouls now on Burlington. First on Pender.
That is the 23rd turnover for Burlington.
Addie McLaughlin with 2:02 to play. Picks up, gets to Julia Robinson, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Kayla Pendergast. Swing it over to Julia Robinson for 3, left wing.
Baked it in!
Why not?
Her fourth of the game. She is 4 of 6 from downtown.
She's got 12, 60-22 streaks, 1:44 to play. You know, it was as if she just knew, didn't care how it went in, because sometimes, you know, you see somebody bank one in, they kind of laugh or smile. No, she just, like, ran down the court. Yep.
Right.
I knew it. Whatever.
Well, she's in the zone right now.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
She's just
however
everything
you can get
she
it
puts
in.
Up.
Shot up and no good by Daphne Brown. Streaks come away with it. This is Addie McLaughlin. 1:20 to play here in the third. Oh, and Addie, nice job. Split the defenders. Again, they had their backs to her. She split them and then was fouled. I think it was Daphne Brown. Addie lays it up and in, and she got some contact. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul went against Daphne Brown. And Addie McLaughlin with the basket, the hoop and the harm, as they say. She'll have a chance at a three-point play here. She's got 6 in the game, 62-22 streaks. Free throw, missed it. Went over the back, yeah. She was excited to try to get that one, but went over the back of Rohrer, and that's now the third foul on Addison Peck with 1:19 to play.
We have a light bulb up here that's malfunctioning above us that's like
flashing,
strobing,
yeah.
Now it's back on.
And another Burlington turnover. How many is that now?
That would be 24.
24, okay. And 22 points.
Yeah.
Ooh, ouch.
Ratio is better, still not good.
Yeah.
It used to be 2-1 turnovers of points.
Now, Antonia Kissler had to try to save it in bounds, and then she stepped back in and hit her, I think.
Yeah,
I
did. She tried to avoid it, but she threw it off. Did a good job throwing off the Burlington player's leg, but then it bounced back at her, and she couldn't get out of the way of it.
55 seconds to play in the third. Streaks lead 62-22. We'll have a continuous clock in the fourth quarter, so it'll be much quicker than this third was.
Yes. And it's not a hard hurdle to clear anyway.
Even afternoon yet. Yeah. I thought now a steal by Antonia Kissler. Antonia crosses back over to the right side, goes up off the glass, comes up short. Rebound, Addie McLaughlin can't hit, but she is fouled by, I think it was Schroeder. Let's see if they called
out.
Wow,
you're right.
Yep.
It's only been.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
The first half just went so quick.
Yeah. Addie McLaughlin back at the free throw line. Just missed one moments ago. This one, though, is too strong on that one. Kind of surprised. She's been one of the better free throw shooters early in this season for the Streaks. 62-22, Streaks lead 33.4 to play here in the third quarter. Addie McLaughlin at the line. Second shot is up. And missed it. Too strong. Rebound Addison Peck, though. Back out to Addie McLaughlin. Left wing. Julie Robinson fires on top of the three-point arc. Missed that one. Rebound Antonia Kistler. Leans in. Gets fouled. And she's going to go to the free throw line.
Well, Julia was just too close on that one.
Yeah. Yep, she was on the line. Needed to be behind it. Let's see. Who was that foul? Is that...
It goes against Rohrer.
Okay.
Her
second. I couldn't tell if that was a 5 or a 15. So that's her second. And Antonia Kistler, free throw line. She made one of two earlier. Hits the first here. She's got 4, 63, 22 streaks.
Getting some extended run with the some of the girls that don't get a ton of time here. So that's giving her a chance to highlight her offensive skills a little bit more than with the first team.
Hits both ends. 64-22, 20 seconds to play here in the third. Rohrer with it. Right wing to Daphne Brown. Travel, no call.
Block.
Shot blocked by Antonia Kistler. Addison Peck with a rebound. Now Addie McLaughlin across midcourt right side. 10 to play. Now with 8. Kayla with 6. Down on the right block. Antonia got pushed. No call. Gets it up. No good. Addison Peck with a rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. But she's going to go to the free throw line with 1.5 to play. And this one against Daphne Brown. That's her second. And that puts Addison Peck at the free throw line for 2 shots. She's got 8 points on the morning and hits the first. Addison Peck having a good game here this morning. 5'10 junior for the Streaks. 65-22. Second one is away and good as well. She's
double
in double figures.
There we go.
Now they're not even going to get a shot off. I don't think she had no idea how much time was left. But we've got 3 quarters in the books, and this will be a straight 8 minutes unless there's a timeout. We'll take a timeout and bring you the final 8 minutes. Streaks lead 66-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
A return to the Iowa-Illinois shootout is next for the Galesburg boys basketball team in a shot clock game against North Scott. I'm Brad Benowitz. Jason Wessels and I will have Streaks pregame coverage today at 2:20 on WGIL.
Basketball to start the fourth quarter. They missed a shot. Addison Peck with her 8th rebound. Now Julia Robinson missed. Addison with their 9th and offensive rebound. That time couldn't get the putback. Plummer comes away with it for the Greyhounds. This is Raymond with it. Is to Rohrer, top of the key. Now free throw line, it goes to Plummer. Knocked away by Lily Clark, who's back in. Now down the right block, it goes inside to Bartles. And
she's lost the ball,
out of bounds.
She's dribbling the ball. I think it went off her foot while she was trying to back Addison Peck in, and there was a no-go.
Running clock. Lily Clark with it for the Streaks. Kayla Pendergast down to the right corner. It goes to Addison Peck. Back to Lily Clark out high on the right side. Back in the right corner, Kayla Pendergast. Kayla puts on the floor, steps back, fires from on top of the three-point line. Actually got blocked, but it went right inside to Addison Peck. She puts it up, and you almost want to give her an assist on that. It was a perfect pass.
No, but then you take away the double-double because the assist, the offensive rebound there.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
To Addison Peck.
68-22 streak.
Did she
now,
just drop that again?
I think. Yeah.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if Lily tapped it or
me
not.
Me neither, but
now she thinks Bartles or Rohrer thought that
Lily
tapped it away. But she's
the official
not
says
happy.
No.
Yeah. That's all that matters. All right. Antonia Kistler to inbound. Clock is running. So we'll finish up. We'll actually finish the game before noon. Antonia Kistler, left side, fakes off the glass. No. Addison Peck, another rebound up and in. My goodness, what a game she's having. Double-double for Addison Peck off the bench for the streak. 70-22, 6:13 to play, clock running. Brown picks it up in the center circle for some reason. Now gets it off and throws it away again. I don't know why she picked it up where she did. That was a bad spot. And good defense by the rest of the Streaks. She had nowhere to go with the ball except throw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Lily Clark, top of the key to Addison Peck out high on the, or rather, Kayla Pendergast. Now Lily with it. Left wing it goes.
I just embedded
to,
that in your brain.
I know. Now Lily, right wing, fires on top of the three-point arc. Too strong. Rebound comes out long. Oh, Addison was had a beat on it, couldn't quite get to it. Well, and, you know, sometimes the bigs come out and take the ball,
right,
too.
Right.
And then I saw her posted up there. This is Brown. Sophie Brown stops, fires a 17-footer, no good. Rebound off the hands of Addie Peck, but Lily Clark comes away with it. Lose it. Now Addie runs it down. Now it's Lily Clark. Lily on the run. Down court to Antonia Kistler, left side, up off the glass and in. Nice job by Antonia. Just grabbed it and went up. Didn't take the bounce. Seven for Antonia. 72-22 Streaks. 5:10 to play in the ball game. Sophie Brown on the dribble right side, looking for help. Now bounces to, now this is Plummer backing in, or rather, oh,
wow.
My goodness, wow. That was
Bartles.
I'm sorry, that was Bartles. Backing in on Addison Peck. She had no choice but to move back or fall over, and I don't think they were going to call the offensive foul there. She kind of threw up a shot. It went in, and Addison got called for the foul.
And on top of it, she had her arm wrapped around her,
yeah,
to keep her leg where she wanted her.
Oh, wait, I thought that shot went in.
It did. Did they not call it?
Did they call it on the floor? Yeah, no, that's our ball. Yeah,
I was
she hit the free throw, and everybody was just standing there. Yeah,
they looked like for a second
shots
there, they were going to get the possibility of a four-point play,
yeah,
inside the arc.
Right wing, Kayla Pendergast with it. Now Lily Clark with it. Stops, fires a three out high right side. Oh, just off the mark. Rebound comes away to Plummer for Burlington. I thought that was going to fall. Looked like it was right on the mark from our angle.
After she hit her first one, and was hot last game, she's missed the rest of her shots
now
in this game.
Raymond lost. Oh, they say it went off the foot of Addison Peck. She just lost it going up for the shot, but it happened to bounce off the foot of Addison Peck. 4:02 to play. Addie McLaughlin back in, replacing Antonia Kistler. Streaks lead 72-25. Under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. And it comes to Plummer, right baseline. Hands off to Rohrer. Three-pointer and air ball.
Should be a streak ball.
Oh, they're going to say it went off Addison Peck last.
That's a bad call.
Yeah, I thought that it was Bartles that had knocked it out.
And Bartles even looked like she knew she knocked it out because she kind of started running the other way. They're doing their offset line again.
And a block by
Lily
Clark. And Lily comes away with the rebound. Down court it goes to Addie McLaughlin. Left side all alone. Lays it up and in. Nice break by the Streaks. And Addison Peck actually hustled down there. She was open for that as well, but Addie just able to take it and lay it up and in. 74-25 Streaks. Now Sophie Brown misses the shot. Rebound Lily Clark. Lily on the run right side.
Lily's got six rebounds all of a sudden.
Bounces for Addie McLaughlin. Three-pointer from straight on. Airballed it, but nope, nobody touched it. Just going to go back the other way. Yeah, I don't think she got herself totally set before she fired that one. I was kind of excited. She was wide open and didn't totally get set on that one. Under 3 minutes to play, 74-25 Streaks. This is Raymond across midcourt. Picks up. Now, Plummer threw the elbow at Addie McLaughlin that time. Not as obvious, but setting the pick, and she kind of threw the elbow out there again. Well, now she just did that to Lily Clark. Don't
this,
you're going to call Lily.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Plummer slid in front of her
and then
flopped.
When, well, and she blocked, she kind of threw a block, cross block at her and then fell, but Lily got called for the foul. She's kind of a dirty player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because she just, again, on the last pick, she threw an elbow. Inbound comes to Plummer. Hands off to Sophie Brown. Bounces and is stolen by Addison Peck. Add that to the stat book, too. Why not? Down court it goes to Kayla Pendergast. Kayla stops. 15-footer is up. No good. Rebound. Ball goes to the floor. Got a scrum, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. With 2 minutes to play and the clock running. So Streaks with it, 2 minutes to play. Addie McLaughlin to inbound. And it comes Lily Clark, three-pointer, nope. Oh, it was a three, left baseline, up and in. They didn't indicate it initially, and Lily Clark puts up the three and in. 77-25 Streaks. Now spinning down, Bartles up off the glass and in. Got loose on that one, put it up and in.
Streaks by 50.
Now ball knocked away by Bartle. Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Clock running, 1:24 to play. 77-27 is the Streaks lead.
Coach has to be pretty happy with that third quarter. The Streaks outscored him 27-7.
Addison Peck with a rebound on the miss. A little hook shot up, missed it. Got the rebound again. Loose ball, puts it up, rolls it in. Addison Peck, my goodness. What a game she's having. 79-27. She's got 16 points, what, 11 rebounds?
Or 13.
13 rebounds. Wow.
Double
now
dribble.
Double dribble, and they didn't see. Yeah, they say the official didn't see, because she even knew she did. She stopped and picked it up and looked at the official, and then he blew the whistle.
That was a slow call by the official.
Yeah.
It's like, now I have to call it because you looked at me.
40 seconds of play. Kayla Pendergast, right wing, on top of the three-point arc. Good. So Kayla puts another one in, 81-27, 30 seconds to play in the ball game. This is Bartles, faces up.
Blocked.
Shot blocked by Addison Peck.
Who else?
Yep, Kayla Pendergast with it, 19 to play. Kayla on the dribble. Her pass got knocked away, and now Kayla's able to pick it up. Left wing, Julia Robinson for three, short. Raymond comes away with it, 10 seconds to play. Streaks are going to pick up win number 10 on the season. Raymond, they don't even know how much time.
No,
so Brown holding on
no
with
clue.
1 second now. Plummer turns around for the free throw line, hits
hit
the shot
buzzer.
At the buzzer. Sadie Plummer with her first basket of the game. Final score, Galesburg 81, Burlington 27. What a great effort
29.
By the – or 29, I'm sorry.
After that last,
get that last
shot.
One, yeah. But, man, what an effort by the Streaks, especially the girls off the bench. I mean, the starters kind of put it away – or tried to put it away early. They weren't even there for the entire first quarter, and the bench did a really, really nice job in this one here this afternoon, coming away with a nice victory over the Burlington Greyhounds, 81-29. Streaks now 10-3 on the year. Burlington drops to 2-4. Come back with our postgame show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our postgame stats. Name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Streaks win it 81-29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. WGIL's Pick a Present returns Monday morning. It's a chance to win gift cards for food, jewelry, car detailing, beauty products, housekeeping, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues Monday with Pick a Present. From Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio, Maud Specklebellies, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from Yem, you have an advantage. This is Sarah Yem. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at Yem in Galesburg comes with the Yem Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at Yem, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Normand.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire. When the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Between inflation, the housing market, and the stock market, it almost feels like you need a PhD in economics. Fortunately, we've got a guy. Join Dr. Orfeh Devungi, PhD economist, and Chris Krug on the new podcast, Everyday Economics.
The Inflation Reduction Act, does it actually reduce inflation?
I'm glad that we're talking about this today.
Find Everyday Economics wherever you get your podcast. Everyday Economics, a podcast helping you understand the economic world happening around you every day.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy and 26 today. Cloudy early tonight, then clearing late, a low 14. Mostly sunny, 27 tomorrow. Increasing clouds Sunday night, a low 16. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high 32. Cloudy Monday night, a low 17. Tuesday, partly sunny and 24. Cloudy Tuesday night, cold, a low 7 above. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow, at a high 23. It's 24 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this morning, 81-29 over the Burlington Greyhounds. Pick up their 10th win on the season. Postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach sent up a couple of players. First off, the seniors, Capri Ferguson. Capri, this was kind of a fun game. I know you didn't get a lot of playing time, but it's fun to get out there and kind of put it away right away.
Yeah, it's fun to watch our team, people that don't get so much playing time, show their skills in play.
Did you guys know much about this team coming in?
Actually, we didn't. Usually we scout teams. Like, we scout teams throughout the week, and this team we didn't scout at all. So we didn't know much. But so we came in and
kind of do what you guys do.
Yeah, just do what we did and play how we know how to play.
Well, talk about the season so far. You guys have had some great success. I know it was a little bit frustrating that the game the other night up at Alamo, but the conference is kind of up for grabs. You guys know that if you play well, that's within your grasp to come away with the Western Big Six Conference Championship.
Yeah, Alamo was kind of just down the stretch, came to the last thing. There was a couple mistakes that we all made as a team that we could have done better, but it's okay. We play better. We tend to play better at home with all of our fans, so I think we'll get them at home. Other than that, I think our season's going pretty well. We have a really good team. We have good bonding. We have great coaches that help us through everything. Our practices are good, and I think we kind of just take our losses and are like on to the next. Like, we don't let it determine the rest of our season, because I feel like we have a lot of potential this year, and a lot of people expect a lot out of us, so we have to do what we know how to do no matter what.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, it's you're pretty confident at home. It's really tough to win on the road in the conference, but you guys have been able. You picked up, you stole a victory at Moline, at Rock Island, so it's good that you got those in your book, because you guys are tough to beat at home as well.
Yeah, at home I feel like our fans give us a lot of more, like, hype and pumps. So, like, when we make mistakes or if we do something good, we have a really good fan section.
All right. Well, Capri, congratulations on the win. We might get to talk to you somewhere else down the road here, all righty?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And now joining us, senior Juniper Schwartzman. And Juniper, great game today. I mean, you got a ton of playing time, which you get a lot anyway, but this was one. You just got in there and you were strong down in the post and just really able to dominate when you got it down in the post.
Thank you.
Yeah. So talk about against this team, and when you got it down there, what was kind of going through your mind? Did you just know it's like, okay, I just need to be strong going up? You took some contact a couple times and still were able to get some shots up.
Yeah, I wasn't too worried since this wasn't like a conference game, of course. Yeah. But I thought it was just a time to practice and work on post moves and against like just the defender. I thought it was nice.
It's kind of fun to get a game like this every now and then, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
They were really outmanned, but you came out, though, and did what you had to do. You didn't kind of let them hang around and get any confidence at all.
Yeah. I'm really happy my team. They were shooting really well from the three-point line especially, so it was just nice to cheer them on.
Yeah, and it's also fun. A lot of the girls that don't get nearly as much playing time got a ton of time, and they all played well, honestly.
Yeah. I thought
like our whole team is just really good, and we're all supportive of each other.
Yeah. All right. So what are you looking forward to next? Is it getting back into the Western Big Six Conference after the holidays, or are you kind of looking forward to the holiday tournament, being on the road with your teammates?
I'm excited for Mattoon. That's a big tournament for us. And then just picking it back up in the conference, taking back some conference wins, because I think we can place first in this conference this year.
Absolutely. Well, Juniper, thanks for talking with us. Best of luck coming up later this afternoon.
Thank you.
Juniper Schwartzman, senior for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, joining us here on the postgame show. Streaks went at 81-29 was the final score. We're going to come back and run down some postgame stats. We'll also later on name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks went at 81-29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Buell Gym Street, what here this afternoon, 81-29 over the Burlington Greyhounds, and later this afternoon, we will see the Bloomington Purple Raiders. So, man, just after 12 o'clock, and we're partway through the post game already. And, we did have continuous clock in the fourth quarter, but a really long third quarter. We still got done in a timely manner. All right, well, let's start on our post game statistics. Good to have Capri up here and Juniper. Capri warmed up, and she started after. Initially, she didn't want to talk too much. She warmed up to it and did pretty well. Juniper did a good job. She was pretty nervous too, but they both did a good job. Let's start with our statistics. Scoring wise, Streaks were led by Addison Peck off the bench. Double double. Eric will have some of her other stats. 16 points, 6 baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 14 points for Juniper Schwartzman, 5 baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Pretty impressive. 12 points for Julia Robinson off the bench on 4 3-pointers. 8 points for Addie McLaughlin, 3 baskets, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. 7 points for Kira Kilgore, all in the first quarter, a 3 and a couple of 2s, and didn't even play the entire first quarter. 7 points for Antonia Kistler, 2 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Capri Ferguson on the 3-pointer in the first quarter. Again, the starters, other than Antonia, did not play even one quarter of basketball here this morning and this afternoon. 5 points for Soraya Boyd, 2 baskets and 1 for 2 from the line, that all in the first quarter. 5 points for Lily Clark on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Kayla Pendergast on a couple of baskets. Streaks with 7 3-pointers in the game, 14 for 18 from the free throw line. Best percentage in a game this year, and you
not
win.
To quibble over it. I am 14 of 19. I had
19. Okay, I'm
3
sorry.
Misses for Addie.
Let's see.
And one miss for Antonia and one miss for Soraya. Maybe I
might have missed some one somewhere. I might have miscounted when I was adding them all up too.
Because I had Addie miss the and one, and she missed two. A two-shot foul.
Oh, you know what? I might have. Let's see. 1, 2 out of 3, 4. No, I do have. I had her 2
and then
for 5.
Antonio missed her very Antonio, first free throw.
I had
and Soraya missed
4.
Her second one.
Soraya 1 for 2. Okay, 3, 4. 14.
How many misses do you have?
Yeah, let's see. 8, 10, 15. Oh, nope, 19. I just added wrong.
Okay.
So, yep, 14
I always add up the misses and then add that to whatever it makes for.
So 14 for 9, but it's still best percentage we shot as a team this year. And, again, the game Thursday night, if you shot that percentage, you win almost going away in that game. So, unfortunate. Anyway, but the Streaks with a nice win here. For the Greyhounds, they were led by Lily Bartles, 11 points, 4 baskets, 3 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Sadie Plummer, basket 1 for 2 from the line. 6 points on a couple of threes from Emma Rohr. 3 points for Maya Raymond on a 3. 4 points for Sophie Brown after a couple of baskets in the first half. In fact, she got their first basket of the ball game, which was with 6 seconds to play in the first quarter. Their first point came with 56.2 seconds to play in the first quarter. That came from Ella Schroeder on 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Let's see. So I didn't even add up the rest of their stats yet, but that's all right. Let's go ahead and hear some of the others.
30 turnovers for Burlington, only 6 for the Streaks. That's probably the lowest number of turnovers in a game on the season. Streaks did out-rebound them 44-25 and dominated the offensive boards 24-6. They had 14 offensive rebounds just in the second half. Burlington only took 34 shots in this game. They were 10 of 34, 3 of 12 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, got 72 shots up. They were 7 of 26 from downtown. They were 50%, 23 of 46 then from inside the arc. Streaks had a number of players, obviously, that filled the stat sheet with those numbers. Juniper Schwartzman hit 4 boards and 2 steals. Addison Peck had 13 rebounds to complete the double-double. 16 points, 13 rebounds. Of those 13 rebounds, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 9 of them were offensive boards. So 16 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 blocks for Addison Peck to load up the stat sheet. Soraya Boyd, in her short time in there, got 2 boards and 1 block to go with her 5 points. Antonia Kistler got a little bit of an extended run with the second unit, got her 7 points, but she also had an assist, a steal, a block, and 2 rebounds. Annie McLaughlin had 6 assists, 1 steal, and 4 rebounds to go with her 8 points. Kayla Pendergast had 3 assists and 5 rebounds to go with her 4 points. Alexis Edgerson didn't score, but she got 2 assists, a steal, and a rebound in a short period of time. Capri had the 3 points on the 3-pointer, but she also had an assist and a steal. Julia Robinson, the third member of the double-double or the double-digit scoring club today, had 2 rebounds, assists, and 2 steals to go with her 12 points. Garrett Kilgore had a rebound and a steal to go with her 7. And Lily Clark did a nice job on the boards, had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals to go with her 5 points.
All right, so the Streaks fill it up here today. A really, really good, good game as they defeat the Burlington Greyhounds 81-29, the final score. So we'll have another game this afternoon, this time against the Burlington Purple Raiders. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. Our sophomore team out warming up now, getting ready for their next game of the day. All right, take a final timeout, come back, and we will name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
The same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerith, there Gibson. Streaks win it here 81-29 over the Burlington Greyhounds. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is kind of a tough one in a blowout game like this, but, you know, the Streaks got going early on, and players came off the bench and just did what they needed to do. I mean, they played like starters against the team that was out man, but they still came in and played well, because sometimes in a game like this, you come in, and when the other team is really sloppy, you end up playing the way they do, and that did not happen at all. We played really good basketball here. I mean, gosh, Lily Clark, again, didn't score as much as she did the other night, but still with 5 points in a three, but what, 7 rebounds and 5 assists?
Yeah.
And you had, of course, Julia.
Two steals.
Yeah, two steals. Julia Robinson shot the lights out. 4 3-pointers in the game, 12 points, a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals and assists. I mean, Juniper Schwartzman, really, really outstanding game. All her points came in the middle two quarters. 14, so he's double figures, 4 rebounds, a couple of steals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Just so many players you can name, but this one just had kind of a career game for this young lady.
To this point, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's hope that we see more of these.
Absolutely.
But Addison Pack, the junior, finishes with 16 points, 13 rebounds. She was, as I said, of those 13 rebounds, 9 of them offensive, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. She had 3 steals, 3 blocks, and just pretty much did everything. Took an elbow and kept
took two elbows.
Right.
Well, I guess the girl missed with the first one, but
yeah, kept her composure and kept playing hard. So
yeah,
we're going with Addison Peck as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, so the Streaks won it here, 81-29. We'll see what this afternoon's game brings. I can't imagine.
I thought that was going to be the weaker of the games.
Yeah, and but you know, so Bloomington comes in with a 1-9 record, I believe, but I don't know if they're any better or not. It's hard to say. And again, that's only, you know, the 6th game of the season for Burlington on top of being a young team. But anyway, so we'll talk more about that when that runs around. Okay, so the girls' game, the later game today, will be on the air around 2:10 for the pregame. We'll be on 92.7 FM, The Laser, all right? Because the boys are going to be here, their game at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. It starts a little bit later, but they're going to be here on WGIL. So the girls' game coming a little bit later on, around 2:10 for the pregame, and a 2:30 scheduled tip-off. And everything should be running close to on time, unless our sophomore game takes a long time, because since we got done actually early.
Right.
But
there was a two-hour break put in here anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, so so we'll have that game coming up a little bit later on. Again, it will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. And the boys will be playing again here on WGIL. There's a schedule for a 2:45 tip-off up at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. So Brad and Jason will be there for that one. All right. Well, partner, good one to start
today. I'm
surprised
they're not on the road yet.
I know. They're still here at this time. They're out
the
there kind of messing around and shooting around and stuff. I've seen a lot trying to dunk and haven't seen one get one down yet.
I wasn't going to call him out on it. But
not that, but I'm just saying. Well, Austin Steck's not out there either, so he would have gotten one down. I know that for sure. All right, well, the Streaks won it here, 81-29, the final score. That'll do it for the time being. Thanks to Brian Prescott back at the studio keeping us on the air. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ayres saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.